Circle raises $222 million for ARK blockchain. Token at 3B valuation. Circle has raised $222 million from investors for the native token of its ARK blockchain at a $3 billion valuation. According to CNBC reporting circulated by Wu Blockchain on May 11, 2026, the round is separate from Circle's public equity, and it gives the USDC issuer a second balance sheet story tied to a layer one it controls. Bitcoin sits at $81,170, up 0.5% over 24 hours, and Ether at 237 as of May 11th, with the broader market in a 50-reading neutral on the Fear and Greed Index. Circle's raise lands in a flat tape, which makes the headline number more striking: $3B for a token that has not yet anchored a fully live ecosystem. A second pocket of capital separate from CRCL stock Circle is already a public company. Its USDC franchise generates the bulk of its revenue from interest on the reserves backing the stablecoin. The ARK token raise is structured as a distinct instrument. Investors are buying exposure to the blockchain's native asset, not equity in the parent company. That structure mirrors what Ripple did with XRP and what other token issuing operators with corporate cap tables have run for years. The advantage for Circle is access to a different investor pool. Crypto-native funds that will not touch a traditional equity line item can take a token allocation. Public market shareholders keep their CRCL exposure intact and are not diluted by the raise. The risk is that the token's price action and the equity's price action become correlated in ways that are difficult to hedge during stress. If ARK usage disappoints, the token sells off, and CRCL gets dragged on the same news flow, even though the equity holders never own the token. ARK was pitched as a stablecoin-first chain. Circle introduced ARK earlier this year as a layer one designed around stablecoin payments and tokenized assets, with USDC at the core of the gas and settlement layer. That positioning matters for the valuation logic. A general-purpose smart contract chain at 3B in 2026 is unremarkable. A chain whose primary use case is moving regulated stablecoins between institutions with a token that could plausibly capture fees from that flow is a different bet. The investor case rests on volume. If ARK settles a meaningful slice of the global stablecoin transfer market, where USDC alone clears tens of billions monthly, fee capture for the token holders becomes the story. If ARK's volume stays inside Circle's existing partner network without expanding to third-party issuers and applications, the valuation is harder to defend. The market for tokenized payment rails is crowded. Circle is not alone in pitching infrastructure for stablecoin and tokenized asset settlement. Canton Network's digital asset arm is reportedly targeting a 2B valuation in an A16Z-led raise covered earlier this month. Ripple, Stellar, and a handful of newer chains all market themselves as institutional payment rails. Tokenized U.S. treasuries on BNB chain alone now sit above $3.5 billion in market cap. Circle's edge is distribution. USDC is already integrated into hundreds of exchanges, custodians, payment processors, and on-chain protocols. If Circle can make ARK the default settlement layer for those existing flows without forcing partners to change their integrations meaningfully, the chain inherits volume that competitors have to fight for. The drawback is concentration. A blockchain whose primary economic activity comes from one issuer's stablecoin is exposed to that issuer's regulatory standing, banking relationships, and product decisions. Investors in the ARK token are taking that single point of failure risk in exchange for the upside if Circle executes. Implications for crypto card issuers and on-chain spending card programs that settle in USDC, including several self-custody and stablecoin spending products, have an indirect interest in where USDC liquidity and gas economics end up. If ARK becomes the cheapest and fastest place to move USDC at scale, stablecoin spending cards and the wallets behind self-custody options face a routing decision: stay on Ethereum, Solana, and Base, or add ARK as a settlement venue. The same logic applies to issuers building zero foreign exchange markup products on USDC rails. Cheaper settlement at the chain level can compress fees that issuers currently absorb or pass through to cardholders. Whether that translates into better cardholder economics depends on how fee revenue gets shared across Circle, ARK validators, and the card issuers themselves.